Kickoff from Mercurio will be taken at the 1 yard line. Here's Damon Diaz running to the near side. Zach Davis can't bring him down. Finally gets tripped before he gets to the 20. Last hit there from Tristan Wall. Also helping on the play, Dominic Scatini. We'll see where they mark Damon Diaz. 2:59 to go in the first quarter. It's 14-0 Chieftains, and they'll spot it at the 18-yard line, so a 17-yard return for Damon Diaz. Timothy Burkhardt had a great first drive, 6 for 7 for 45 yards, completed his first six passes, got banged up, then threw a pick six on his first pass. So here we go. Three wide receiver set. This is going to be a handoff, and here's Delgadillo foraging forward to about the 23. Last hit applied by Mikey Zaragoza. That'll be a gain of 5, and I'll bring up second and very manageable. 4 carries for 26 yards. All these stats unofficial. I'm keeping them myself, so I do think my math skills are good, but I don't have the official book. Check Monterey Bay Preps and Max Preps for the official stats after the game. 4 wide receiver set this time. Back to pass, Burkhardt, after taking the snap, throws a laser over the middle of the field. Pass incomplete, flag is down. Ray is the intended receiver. Looks like Zach Davis is going to be called for PI. Ball was thrown to about the 40-yard line. That's where the flag is. Flag's actually at the 39. And so we'll see what this is all about. Yeah, pass interference on Zach Davis. First down for the Vikings with 2:25 to go. So they will spot the ball at the 38-yard line, 15-yard penalty. A second penalty on Palma for 20 yards. One penalty for North High for 13 yards. First and 10 at the 38 for the Vikes. 2:25 to go. Thank you for listening to Chieftain Football, Power Talk Radio, 101.1 FM, KION. Kevin Anna on the call here with you. Three wide receivers. One guy in the deep backfield on the pistol formation. Play action. The fake to Delgadillo. Rolling out and running as Burkhardt throws it over the head of Wanye Green and at the feet of Damon Diaz. On the coverage there, Jack Fling and Liam Short on those two receivers respectively for the Chieftains. Incomplete pass makes it second down 10 with 2:19 to go. Ball at the 38-yard line here in the first quarter. Palma 14, Vikings 0. 2-yard touchdown run from Emilio Martinez with about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and then the pick six at the 3:06 mark. For Dahlman. Here's a handoff to Delgadillo. Gets tripped up just past the line of scrimmage. Looked like Robert Hernandez and Drew Dahlman got a hand on him. They're going to give him 2 yards, Delgadillo. That'll bring up 3rd and 8. So 5 carries, 28 yards for Delgadillo. 2 minutes and counting here left in the first quarter. 3rd and 8 at the North High 40. Again, North Salinas 3-4 overall, 1-2 in Gabilon play. Palma 5-2 overall and 3-0 in the MBL Gabilon division. Here's the third down play. 4 wide receivers set. Burkhardt back to pass, looking near side, spins out of trouble. He's going to take off and slide down at the 40. And giving chase there is Robert Hernandez, is going to help Burkhardt up. And that's going to bring on the punting unit as they're going to actually spot him down at the 39, so give Robert Hernandez a sack there. So he has a sack. Rawson has a sack. His twin brother, Robert's twin brother, Richard Hernandez, has a sack. So it's 4th and 9 from the 39. Third sack of Burkhardt as he's back there to punt. Don't have a number yet. Liam Short back to receive. This is going to be Burkhardt on the punt. And he gets a lefty boot off, and it's going to take a very friendly roll. Went down at the 29 and rolled backwards 8 yards to the 21. So that is a 40-yard punt with no return. So if you can get a 40-yard net punt in high school football, that is something you'll take any day of the week. So Palma will have it. It's actually going to be spotted at the 22. Call it a 39-yard punt. Excuse me. 53 ticks left on the first quarter clock. And it's 1st and 10 from the Chieftain 22. Flores out of the gun this time with 4 wide receivers. Martinez, the running back, One guy in motion is Sam Robinson, the tight end, lined up as a slot receiver. Hand off to Martinez, running near side, past the 25, breaks out of one arm tackle, and gets up to the 33, spilled out of bounds by Garcia. And so that's going to be a nice gain of 11 or 12 yards. So you're going to spot it at the 34, excuse me. So a 12-yard run for Martinez. Six carries for 46 yards now. And it's first and 10, Palmer from the 34. This might be the last play of the first quarter, 35 seconds and counting. Out of the gun, Flores. Man in motion, Scatini. Telford, the running back. Play action. Flores is going to chuck one deep. Down the middle of the field. It's almost picked off. Intended for Scatini, but great coverage on the play by Isaiah Guerra, who is limping now. And that's the last thing they need. Isaiah Guerra, captain, and he's going to have to come off the field. Daniel Simo is going to come in for him, number 20, a junior, 5'7", 140. Guerra going right to the training table. And it's second down and 10 from the 34. So Flores 2-for-4 for 46 yards. He only attempted 7 passes all last week because of the wet conditions. Talked with Carnazio earlier in the week, and he said, we want to throw it at least 20 times. You're going to see him chuck the ball a lot more than 7 times. He's on pace for 16 right now. Second and 10 from the 34. Here's a give to Telford up the middle, and he is tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Good penetration in the backfield there for the Vikings. Coming down on the stop for the Vikings is number 28 getting the stop. That's Javier Vargas, the inside linebacker. 175-pound junior. So 1 yard run for Telford, and that will do it for the first quarter. Third and 9 when we come back at the 35. It's 14-0 Palma thus far. 2 yard touchdown run for Martinez and a pick six for Drew Dahlman. We'll take another break. This is Central Coast Sports production of Palma Chieftain Football on Power Talk Radio 101.1 FM KION.